Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Mukham karoti vachanam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande shri guru maharanam paramanam. Reading from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, Divisions of Fate, text number 3. Sattvānurūpa-sarvasyāha
Sattvānurūpa-sarvasyāha
Shadhā-bhavati-bhārata
Shadhā-bhavati-bhārata
Shadhā-māyo-yam-pūruṣo
Shadhā-māyo-yam-pūruṣo
Yo-yat-chadā-sat-eva-saha
Yo-yat-chadā-sat-eva-saha
Sattvānurūpa sarvasya
Sattvānurūpa sarvasya
Shadhā bhavati bhārata
Shadhā bhavati bhārata
Shadhā māyoyam puruṣo
Shadhā māyoyam puruṣo
Yo yacchada sa eva saha
Yo yacchada sa eva saha
Sattvānurūpa sarvasya
Sattvānurūpa sarvasya
Shadhā bhavati bhārata Shadhā māyoyam puruṣo
Shadhā māyoyam puruṣo
Yo yacchada sa eva saha
Yo yacchada
sa eva saha Sattvānurūpa sarvasya
Sattvānurūpa sarvasya
Shadhā bhavati bhārata
Shadhā bhavati bhārata
Shadhā māyoyam puruṣo Yo yacchada sa eva saha Sattvānurūpa sarvasya Shadhā bhavati bhārata Shadhā māyoyam puruṣo Yo yacchada sa eva saha Sattvānurūpa sarvasya
Shadhā bhavati bhārata
Shadhā māyoyam puruṣo
Sattvānurūpa sarvasya
Sattvānurūpa sarvasya
Shadhā bhavati bhārata
Shadhā bhavati bhārata
Shadhā māyoyam puruṣo
Shadhā māyoyam puruṣo
Yoya Shadhā
Yoya Shadhā sa eva saha
Shadhā?
Yes
Sa eva
Shadhā
Shadhā Sa eva saha
Yo yacchada sa eva saha
Very good. Thank you very much. Sattvānurūpa sarvasya Shadhā bhavati bhārata
Shadhā māyoyam puruṣo
Yo yacchada sa eva saha Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Sattva anurupa,
sattva anurupa,
according to the existence.
According to the existence.
Sarvasya,
sarvasya,
of everyone.
Of everyone.
Shraddha,
shraddha,
faith.
Faith.
Bhavati,
bhavati,
becomes.
Becomes.
Bhārata.
Bhārata.
O son of Bhārata.
O son of Bhārata.
Shadhā. Faith.
Faith.
Mayaha.
Mayaha.
Full of.
Full of.
Ayam.
Ayam.
This.
This.
Purushaha.
Purushaha.
Living entity.
Living entity.
Yaha.
Yaha.
Who.
Who.
Yat.
Yat.
having which Shraddha, faith, Saha does, Eva, certainly, Saha, he. So the quiz question today is, give me a verse on the Vedanta Sutta, which has Maya in this meaning. What was the meaning of Maya in this meaning? Remember?
It means that which is not.
No, this Maya of this verse. Don't read now. I don't remember.
You was full of.
Yeah, full of. Okay, say it.
I am full of.
What's the question, Mother Gopal? Remember? Shall I repeat the question?
Give me a verse of Vedanta Sutta.
What? Okay, give me the verse of Vedanta Sutta which contains this Maya in this meaning. What is the meaning, Luciano?
Illusion.
Full of.
Full of.
In this verse. So time is ticking. Tick, 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 tick. Yes, that word. Tick, 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 tick. Tring!
Another mind, Jessa?
Yeah, just in time. You can go to the next round. You can go to the next round. Mother Gopa can go to the next round. Yeah, the meaning Ananda Mayobhyasa.
Krishna consciousness is full of bliss. Or the spirit soul is full of bliss.
Thank you very much.
Soul is completely full of bliss.
Did you know this verse, Bhaktamar?
Yeah, Krishna is my purpose.
Okay, what time did you get up, Mother Gopa?
About 3:15.
What time did you get up, Bhaktamar?
4.
This is 45 minutes earlier. So just
actually 4:15.
So yeah, 4:15.
Because
so you see, like only half hour difference. So but still, he was like half a second faster in seeing the answer because of this half an hour getting up earlier. So next time.
It's not because of that.
Yeah. So have it in mind when you for the next quiz, maybe next week. Let's see. So very good, Madhu Gopal. Applause for Madhu Gopal. There you go. Very nice. Very nice. So what was the time you have to get up? 3:15. You woke up and did it.
Yes.
There you go. Fortune soul. You see? So please listen very attentively to what Srila Prabhupada is teaching us today through Bhagavad Gita 17.3. Translation. O son of Bharat, according to one's existence under the various modes of nature, one involves a particular kind of faith. The living being is said to be of a particular faith according to the most he has acquired. Shall we repeat or not? No. Okay. Because you remember by now. So, the purport is everyone has a particular type of faith regardless of what he is. But his faith is considered good, passionate or ignorant according to the nature he has acquired. Thus, according to his particular type of faith, one associates with certain persons. Now, the real fact is that every living being, as is stated in the 15th chapter, is originally a fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Can we back up with a verse, please? Tick tack, tick tack, tick tack, tick tack, tick tack, tick tack. 3! You can say, Mark?
15th chapter.
What is the contents of the verse? What should we say in the verse?
The jiva is a fragment of our.
Yes, now you can say.
15th chapter, I don't
know.
Yes.
Shraddha. What? You're in your computer. That's why now you're late. Mamayvaj jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Manashastha in the nipakati stani kasita. Okay. Okay.
Jiva bhuta sanatana?
Yeah. Mamayvaj jiva bhuta sanatana. Manashastani Bhagavad Gita. Bhakatistani Kamshat. You know the verse, you're familiar.
Yeah.
You did Bhakti Shastri in Mayapur.
Yes.
They studied more verses than in Ramayana. Okay, good. But it's as good. It's as good. So here we go. So
what does that verse mean?
Yes, now maybe you can have a second chance for the translation of Mamayvansha Jiva Loki, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Manashastani Bhagavad Bhakatistani Kamshati. Yes, first of all, but he said...
Can you address the class?
Yeah, loudly.
Can you address your audience here in the back?
in the back.
Yeah,
I'm not Brahma.
That's true.
Yeah, but everybody.
We don't know
the translation. Yes, I also don't know much.
Yeah, no, you know.
What I know is that the.
The living entities?
What I know is that the living entities are standing very hard in this material nature, but those that surrender. No, Sandra?
Well, this is 14:7. There's a combination of two verses. You know it quite well. So
I'm
the living. What does it mean? Mama, Eva, Anksha. What does Mama Anksha mean?
Mama Anksha means
my. Oh, best of the scholars, kindly give us some enlightenment.
Mama means mine and Anksha means part.
Yeah.
All right, my parts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Mama Eva, Amai Vangsho. Mama Eva Anksha, right?
Yeah.
Amai Vangsho. Jiva, Loke.
Yeah, all the jivas that are in the lokas, in the world.
They are what?
They are my separated parts.
Sanatana?
Eternal.
Ah, thank you. Very complete translation we're getting here.
Yeah.
Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. What is it? Jiva Bhuta Dasada, living entities, right? And then Jiva Loka, yes? In the Jiva Loka. And then Mana? Mana? What is Mana?
Mana means struggling very hard with it.
Yes, true. Alright, so they are struggling, in fact, with the six senses, which include the mind. Shasta Anindriyani. Shastani Indriya.
Shasta means six, right?
Yes. So here we go. You have the full translation now.
Sat, actually,
Shastani, yes. With the six. So this is an instrumental case, must be. So therefore, by the mercy of the assembled devotees, we reconstructed from the collective memory the meaning of Bhagavad Gita 15:7.
Give us not a full translation.
Ashila Prabhupada said it? Okay. Yes. The eternal. The living entities in this material world are Jiva Loke, in this material world, the world of the Jivas, yes, are my eternal fragmental parts and parcels, right? Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard, not a little bit, with the six senses, which include the mind. So that's, Srila Prabhupada is paraphrasing constantly these important verses, and sometimes he also used to shoot them at the audience, like just now. So, continue reading the purport. Now the real fact is that every living being, as is stated in the 15th chapter, is originally a fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore one is originally transcendental to all the modes of material nature.
So, which number was it, 15?
15:7. But when one forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and comes into contact with the material nature in conditional life, he generates his own position by association with the different varieties of material nature. So where is that in the 15th chapter? In the 14th chapter? In the 13th chapter? That this is being explained, do you remember? That's also quite a evergreen verse, I think, isn't it? That due to his contact with material nature, remember something? I have something in mind. Karanam guna sangasya sada sat yoni janmasu. What does that mean? Prakritis. Remember
that? Dancing memorial?
Yeah, because Srila Prabhupada said it in English, right? He said it in English. Due to association with the modes of nature, they acquire a certain type of body. Remember all this from the Bhagavad Gita? So, Karanam Guna Sangha Sesha. Krishna says that Purusha Prakriti Stohi. Yes? And then Purusha Prakriti Stohi. Yes? And then next is Bhunkte Prakriti Janagunan. Karanam Guna Sangha Sesha. Sada Satyam Janus, the living entity. In material nature, thus follows the ways of condition of life, enjoying the three modes of material nature. Do we do that? Yes. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species of life. Karanam guna sangasya sada sat yoni janmasu. What is sat and asat? Good and bad in this meaning. Sat asat, good and bad. In good and bad, Srila Prabhupada translates. But normally, what do we How do we know it? Sat? What does sat mean? Yes. And also, what is a sat guru? Sometimes we hear this term. What is a sat guru? A sat sisha. What is that?
Sat guru is a pure devotee.
Yeah. Yeah, so sat also means pure or pure means sat or saintly. Yeah. Isn't it? What does it mean? Satam prasangam. Mama virya samvido bhavanti ritkar narasayana kata. That's Kapila Dev. What is he saying? What does it mean? Satam prasangam. What does sangha mean?
Sangha means association.
Yeah, he said prasangha. This is a particular type of quality association. Total association. And what does it mean, satam prasangam? Can you tell? It was a very famous verse from Lord Kapila Dev, 325:25. It's important to know. But what does it mean, satam prasangam? In this meaning, what is the meaning of satam here, Mother Gopal? You know? Of satam prasangam, mama virya samvido. Association, what kind of association?
Devotees.
Yes, devotee association. Thank you. So satam also means devotee. In another verse also, we have this satam in the Bhagavad Gita. Which one is it? Somewhere in the Bhagavad Gita. Sat. Satam. Yagya shishya sina santam na devit santam. Right?
Well, yeah. This
yasya sti bhakti. Yeah. Bhagavad
Gita.
Yagya shishya sina santam.
Yeah, that one.
Santa, but it's santa there. Santa. Their devotee is santa. Yeah. Alright, it's close. Good.
And of course this verse.
15:7. Amaivancha jiva loki, jiva bhut sanatana. That's sanatana here, you mean? But that's eternal, no? Sanatana.
Oh, yeah. Sat also means eternal.
Yeah, true. So here you find a synonym of sat.
That's the point Prabhupada makes in the purport, that they're actually transcendental, these jivas.
Yeah.
He's saying that. And one who realizes that is exalted.
So Srila Prabhupada is saying what? At heart we are all Krishna conscious. Is it good news? It's good news. Nitya. Huh? Krishna Bhakti. Nitya. What is it again?
Yeah, that's very, very important verse from the
Shravanadi Shuddha Chit Kavya Yodhaya. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. So we are Nitya Siddhas.
Nitya Siddha?
You are Nitya Siddha, Madhu Gopal.
Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema.
Sadhya Kavana. So, and Bhakti Markosa. And Lushanji, there it states that you are pure. You have love of Krishna. At heart you are a devotee. I mean, now also you are a devotee, practicing devotee, but at heart you are a pure devotee. So that says in that verse. And here also that's the point. So we read on, and then we go a little bit into it, more deep. So this is just a recap. We need to recap. Urmila Mataji said, good teachers, they review. I was captured by that, and I immediately started to review my Bhakta classes more. Because I noticed, otherwise I don't remember much, not taking notes. So I know if in the early days people were taking notes more often, but at least they were learning verses more often than I see now. So then we should do more reviewing over and over again. And so the result of artificial faith and existence are only material. So our faith and existence is only material. Why? Because we associate with modes of material nature, with the different varieties of material nature. Although one may be conducted by some impression or some conception of life, originally he is nirguna or transcendental. Again, Srila Prabhupada says the same thing. You're good. Therefore, one has to become cleansed of the material contamination that he has acquired in order to regain his relationship with the Supreme Lord. So what has to be done? Chaito Dharma Margin. That is the only path back without fear. Krishna consciousness. If one is situated in Krishna consciousness, then that path is guaranteed for his elevation to the perfectional stage. If one does not take to this path of self-realization, then he is surely to be conducted by the influence of the mood of nature. And what is one called sometimes when one does not take to Krishna consciousness? It's called a suicidal course, right? What is the term used?
Atma.
Thank you very much. Where is that? In which scripture do we find it? Yeah, text number 3. So if we don't take our human body form of life seriously, and if we don't endeavor, like now we're coming to class, we try to understand, for instance, that's an active step towards cultivating Krishna consciousness. The word shraddha or faith is very significant in this verse. Shraddha or faith originally comes out of the mode of goodness. One's faith may be in a demigod or some created god or some mental concoction. One's strong faith is supposed to be productive of works of material goodness, but in material conditional life, no works are completely purified. They are mixed. They are not in pure goodness. Where? In material life. In material conditional life, to be precise. Pure goodness is transcendental. In purified goodness, one can understand the real nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As long as one's faith is not completely in purified goodness, the faith is subject to contamination by any of the modes of material nature. Yes? As long as not completely purified. The contaminated modes of material nature expand to the heart. Therefore, according to the position of the heart in contact with a particular mode of material nature, one's faith is established. It should be understood that if one's heart is in the mode of goodness, his faith is also in? Yes. If his heart is in the mode of passion, his faith is also in the mode of passion. And if his heart is in the mode of darkness. Suppose your heart is in the mode of darkness, illusion. And there are... His faith is also thus contaminated. Thus we find different types of faith in this world. And there are different types of religions due to different types of faith. The real principle of religious faith is situated in the mode of pure goodness, but because the heart is tainted, we find different types of religious principles. Thus, according to different types of faith, there are different kinds of worship. So, where can we read more about this? Emotion, religion under the modes. Somebody remembers? So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, one of the speakers of the in the Bhagavatam is Kapiladeva, and he speaks about, in the third canto, about devotional service under the modes. So it's quite a topic. Sometimes, more and more now, we hear appreciation of practitioners of other faiths. Just like, how will I relate to, suppose like my uncle is a Christian, so he has some sentiments for, and some practice as well. So, and then he eats meat.
Can I speak? Well, my experience, I think the best is to appreciate the good.
See the good?
Appreciate what they have good and to be very respectful with the choices and to, in this way, you know, without pushing too much. Rather than tell them what is the right thing.
What's the advantage of doing this?
That they will,
for yourself, for your spiritual life, and for them. Yeah. So what is the preaching application of this? First of all, what will be the preaching effect if you are appreciative of whatever endeavors they do, whether it's with ignorance or passion?
What is the preaching?
Yes. We can look at it from different sides. Like, you're suggesting to be respectful and appreciative. You like to endorse this policy or this way. What is the effect of this?
The effect is that they like it. And
so they're going to be more appreciative of us also.
Yeah, and then they will start asking questions to me.
The effect could be even that. What if we are not respectful for them? Preaching effect first.
Yeah, no, naturally.
They will not like our faith.
They won't be interested in what you have to offer, because if somebody is not respectful to you, then naturally you just don't also want to change the association.
So from what I hear from you, it seems that the preacher gains by being very appreciative of other religions, because both they're going to be more open to. And then what is the personal application effect of that? How will this affect my spiritual life if I'm appreciative of others, even if they do devotional service under the lower modes? What will be the benefit for me? Is there any benefit also for me if I'm appreciative of others? Even in general, also other devotees who are less advanced than me.
Normally speaking, when you're appreciative, you get the good qualities of the person who you appreciate.
You get the good qualities of the person you have appreciated. They transfer to you. Yes, that's a fact. So yes, so you become more inspired in devotional life. Yeah. So, did you ever have a friend who is practicing religion, maybe under a lower mode? Somebody had? Somebody already felt some heartfelt appreciation for a devotee who was practicing under a lower mode? Because this is speaking about divisions of faith. So we try to understand, because sometimes we hear, well, he's not only by chanting the holy name, you can get there. It's the only bona fide religion of this age. Not by yoga, not by fruitive activity, not by jnana, right? So everything else is off, because what Chaitanya said. So, but then, did you ever feel from your heart that, but wait a minute, I mean, I know this person, and he's quite spiritual, I would say, judging by his qualities. Did you have such a person in your own life? Did you ever meet someone like that? Or you don't know many people from other faiths?
So, now when you're speaking, I like to say, yes, when I was living in London, I remember I was going to different places. One of the places I went regularly was called English church, Christian church. And we had meetings, and I could see, because I was going there, but I could see that was not really nice, because I was, I think I was starting also to go to Hare Krishna, and I saw that these people, we had meetings, and we were talking about the scriptures, and first of all, I was not convinced at all about what they were saying, and where they were talking. And then we used to go, after that, just to the, it was like an English pub there, and they were drinking, you know, and Coca-Cola, and beer, I think, also. And in the meetings, eating chicken and all these things, you know. So, and the way we were talking, it was not really, really, really spiritual. But there were spiritual people, but you can see it's not very nice, you know.
So your experience from going to another group in London was there was not such much conclusive truth, or didn't convince you, didn't appeal
not
to you,
at all.
And the behavior or the, yeah, the conduct was not as impressive to you as later on when you came to Hare Krishna. Yeah. Okay. Somebody else had any experience with interfaith and likes to share? Yeah. Are you just a personal friend?
Yeah, I
was
speaking in
English. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Did you ever do book distribution and meet another preacher? Like, so...
Book distribution?
Yeah, sometimes they are like a mirror. If you meet somebody who is like very much outspoken, let's say fanatical, huh? That is kind of mirror of ourselves sometimes, I noticed. And then sometimes you meet a very cool person, one who is very sober, and he actually can point out how we are narrow-minded. Sometimes my eyes were open like that on book distribution. Somebody who really told me. So, some few words about today's purport, unless there are other comments on this point. I was focusing now on preaching application of this first, how and personal application. Is it really conducive to be judgmental, even if it's considered lower? But it has a place, you see. So understanding this, that there is also faith under the lower modes, so that can be helpful for us.
Can I make a comment? Because you mentioned before about the modes of nature, and because yes, the very thing that we we are actually, I think all of us, or many of us, we are judgmental. Then we place that person in a certain place, and we think, oh, maybe she's a Christian, a Christian, or whatever. But actually, I think the mode of goodness, the person who's living the mode of goodness is not thinking at all like that.
Mm.
Because and the mode of goodness...
Am I getting you right that...
This is just finished, because what I'm trying to say is that the person who's in the mode of goodness, rather than being judgmental and categorizing a box, there, this person is there, and that's it, you know, and I'm above of the... But basically, I think what I understand a little bit is that the person who is in the mode of goodness is just trying to help the person, because that's the meaning of the mode of goodness, that you want to help everyone, you know. So it's not.
But we can help probably also under the mode. But okay, let me first of all try to crystallize your point. So you are saying, if I get you right, that if we are like boxing in other people, that's maybe not so much as a sign of us being in the mode of goodness, so we as well would be under the modes if we intend to do so. And then regarding this helping, it's true that devotees, they have heard it's good to help others, but we sometimes, one time Lokanath Swami said to one disciple who was distributing books, but don't become a passionate do-gooder. Don't become a passionate do-gooder. Like, I want to help you. So in other words, you know, you don't understand it, but you have to have this book, and then you will be good. You can become as good as me, for instance. It's just one example. Right? Or you just repeat after me, Hare Krishna. Of course, sometimes when there is an opportunity to do so in a playful way, we will do it, but it may as well, one-on-one, with a like aristocratic man, it can. So this is like a passionate way of helping others also. Yeah, so we understanding this in perspective is very important. So, yeah, so that question also I would like to raise. Is there an extent to which we are not yet governed by the mode of goodness or practicing Krishna consciousness in the mode of goodness? I would say for myself, for sure there is. For sure there are days I'm negligent in cleanliness. For sure there are days I'm unorganized in my mind, or even so just by the influence of the most who are so strong, we can be also affected in our practice. So Kapila Dev elaborately describes devotional service under the most. So today I included other faiths. It's not that that is not devotional service. There is a lot of devotional service in other personal theisms. But indeed, many times we will find that there is a lot of tamasic and rajasic influences. Because according to time, place and circumstance, the scriptures were given. Yada yada hidama said, landing bhavati bharata. Wherever and whenever. So according to time, place and circumstance. So I think looking at this, in regard to these 17 chapters, divisions of faith. So today we learn that according to the modes, our faith is determined. We have a particular type of faith, according to a particular types of modes, we are mostly or predominantly affected by. And others also. So, and if we know what to aspire for, we aspire for a mode of goodness, we cultivate a mode of goodness characterized by knowledge and the power of discrimination. And then we can maturely relate to other devotees as well, as also followers of other faiths, like that. And see that just there are different divisions of faith. So why do away with some of them? They're just like different steps, different degrees of progress to the ultimate goal, which is only one goal, the lotus feet of Krishna. So I hope I had a fruitful reflection on this third verse of the 17th chapter. Thank you for listening patiently. Now, although it's time, is there any burning thing which has to be addressed in public? Because I should generally, but there was some discussion, so I guess you managed to say what you wanted to. So thank you very much. Kantara Chimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Prem Nandi.